All right, so hello everyone. This is Antibody with Team Zenotic. Joining me today for an interview is a fellow core team member, Mirio. Hello, Mirio. Thanks for joining me.
Hello, Ant. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm all right.
It's been like 5 years since we did the last interview, so this should be pretty interesting. So at a high level, tell me what's changed. Tell me what's changed in those 5 years.
Oh, well, I think I'm not sure if 0.1 was released there even, but maybe it was around that, so now we are at 0.8.1. And I think the game changed quite a lot from there. Like a lot of new cool features, like the item timers for spectators, damage tags that's coming up in the next release, awesome maps, music, players.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, absolutely, the new player.
And I think everyone who had a bad time in the first days, they should give it another shot now. Like, it can't hurt you to try it again. Like, seriously.
Absolutely. I definitely recommend all the old people out there who didn't like it when we were way back in alpha or even like 0.6 or 0.7. Give it another go. Things have changed dramatically since then. So, you mentioned maps. So, what is your favorite new map that's come out since we talked in 2010?
Official map, I guess.
You could do official, unofficial.
I like Atelier that's been introduced in the latest release, in 4v4 team deathmatch. It's a really great map there. Played a lot. I think Fuse is one of the best looking maps, but I don't particularly like it, like to play it. But that's just me. I know that the majority likes it very much.
Okay, so for those who weren't aware, Fuse was made by City and it exploded onto the scene. Like the dual scene, it became one of the top 10 dual maps like almost immediately. So that's pretty cool and amazing to see, like from its infancy to now being like a regular in the map pool.
So, yeah, it's like in every map pool basically.
Yeah, so let's talk about why we're here. So we have an upcoming dual World Cup. Tell me how you're preparing for it.
I'm trying to practice with Guts, my fellow clanmate from bot. I also don't practice very much versus other top tier players because I don't really enjoy it and I don't want to give away things in practice. So I'm mostly only playing with Guts, this time I will try to focus to improve my Fuse because it's so terrible.
Okay, so do you have any way that you go about doing the training? Like, do you do several games of the same map, or do you tend to vary it up, or do you focus on a particular aspect? So how does that work?
I'm trying... we don't repeat maps that often, only if it was like a very close game and then someone wants a rematch. But I'm not using the Krylink a lot to because I know I can hit with it so well, and I'm focusing more on hitscan weapons because I'm not so good with them. Like Nex machine gun is super terrible, and I try to have situations where I'm out of control and how to get back on certain maps and stuff like that. Yeah.
So that's... how do you simulate those situations? Do you intentionally let Gats get control and then try to analyze the games after, like how you clawed back?
Sometimes when I have a lead of a few frags, then I try to play more passive and don't go to some major items, so he gets them for free basically. And I just try to stay alive as long as possible. Like if it would be a real game and only 2 or 1 minute left.
Yeah, I know that's very useful. So when I was first learning how to duel, long time back, it would be, 30 to 1, 30 to 2, but I would still be learning because I was focusing on one aspect of the game, like take Downer, for example. So I would try to get all of the little 25 armors if I couldn't get the big armor and the vortex up top. So that's pretty cool to hear that that you're doing that. So you mentioned that you switched into like a passive playing style. So how would you describe your normal playing style?
It's quite passive, actually. I try to take some try to take shots from safe positions and then go away after I did it, so I don't really get any damage to myself. And I'm not one of the players that jump onto the enemy and push them all over the place. It's like I don't really like that. And I focus a lot around the item control. And because I'm not really so strong in the fight, but I get a lot of items so I can afford to take more damage basically.
Okay. So would you say you try to strangle the other player with your item control?
Yeah, but it often backfires on myself when I go for some 50 armor and then I miss out on the next mega in the rotation because I'm too late or something. So it's sometimes it's a bad habit to take everything on the map like a Pac-Man.
Got you, understand it. So, do you have any tips for how to keep control in your head? Like, for example, I find it useful to say it out loud. Like, if I take the mega at 25, I'll like physically say 55 out in front. So, what do you do?
By the years of playing now, I kind of time it by feeling, but you always have to remember the order of the item. So if Mega Health is first and Armor comes second, you can just remember it because when Mega Health is taken, then Armor is, I don't know, a few seconds later usually. And I guess for beginners, they should try to really time one item at first. On this whatever map or whatever item, so they get used to have one item 100% timed. And
Gotcha.
then with time, with more games, more experience, just move on to both items or three, depends on the map.
Okay, so you mentioned beginning players. So, in your opinion, what is it that separates like a beginner player from, say, an immediate or intermediate or advanced player?
The number of games, of course, and the experience. They know all the maps, so you have to learn the maps first, how the weapons work probably, if you don't have any experience with Quake or Warsaw, etc. So at first you should try to get a good understanding how the weapons work. There are many helpful players around, like Halogen gives tutorials to all players, and others do it too. So that's cool. Just ask people how, to explain stuff. And then you should try to learn one or two map layouts for the start and play these maps often so you know them well, and then you can on the control and stuff like this.
I think that's a really good point to tell people to ask questions, 'cause that is by far the thing that I see the most is, new people out there and I'll say, "Hey, are you new? Do you have any questions? Feel free to ask." And then it kind of opens up the floodgates and then we need more halogens out there to be able to
Yeah.
answer questions. So, I guess that's a message out to the community. If you have knowledge of this game, share it. It can only lead to better games and a better community. So okay, back to the Duel Cup. So let's just say it's 15 minutes before a big match. So walk me through what's going through your mind?
I'm also preparing the cup, so I'm like making sure that all players are in the same place and the servers work and stuff like that. But aside from that, I make me tea. I always have tea, so I drink that between the maps, to cool down. And I always have chewing gum. I don't know why, but it just works.
Yeah, you
can better
kind of take out your aggression on the gum. Like, you chew, the gum faster. So.
Yeah, and sometimes I play like maybe 5 minutes with someone who is available just to warm up a little bit. But in general, I don't warm up so much because it doesn't help me a lot. Yeah.
I see. So into the mental, psychological tactics. So do you have any tricks? So is there a psychological tactic that you like to use or that you've seen used by someone else?
I've seen it in Quake Live that some people called a timeout, but just to throw the enemy off, like of the item timing or something. But I don't really do that because it's not so super fair, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a low blow.
I don't have so much tricks.
I see.
In the mental department.
Yeah, I'm always curious to hear the psychological tactics, because that's not something that you can readily observe. They're not as easy to see, at least. So I guess one example that I've seen is maybe throwing, you know, if you know that you could pick up an X from a close by spawn, you throw the vortex out where your opponent can come and get it, and then just kind of hide around the corner and spam rockets and mortar from there. So that's one thing that I've seen. It's pretty cool.
That's a good idea.
It's a good idea. All right, I'll look forward to Mirio doing that in a tourney match.
I do it when the weapon is dropped from the last death or so, and someone tries to go there, then I camp it. But I haven't seen one dropping their own weapon yet.
Yeah, I've seen one guy in public match, and that you will remember this guy. Chuksta, way back when, would throw his axe down on the base of like a Capture the Flag map and just wait for all the people to go and get it. So, hilarious. So, let's talk about mistakes. So, as you play more, you kind of figure out what mistakes you make. So what mistakes do you most often see?
By myself or by other people?
Let's just say by yourself. So like nowadays you've been playing for a very long time. I'm sure, you know, everybody makes mistakes all the time. What mistake do you see yourself make the most?
When I died, then I'm... often I rush the enemy straight away because he might be low or so, and then I give away a few frags for free, and that's like, I can't really stop it. And another mistake that I mentioned earlier is that I want to control every item, and then I miss out on an item. That's like what I do. And about others, what I noticed, sometimes they mess up the item timing, which is all right, I guess. And some players don't really watch their ammo, and then in a fight they ran out of rocket launcher ammo, and then they are super screwed. They just die.
Oh yeah, I totally do that. I do that at least, if I'm playing a lot on a given day, it will happen at least twice on a given day, and I just, you know, smack my forehead each time, because it's really a simple thing to do when you're moving through the map. Just grab the ammo too. No big deal. So let's talk a little bit about configuration. So configuration's kind of like a hobby of a lot of players out there. They want to know like how people configure their stuff. So what non-default configuration setting do you really like and use?
I really don't recommend my settings. Like, I have to laugh now because Guts did try them a few days ago, my effect settings, and he said it's unplayable. how can you play like this? So I'm using the I'm using basically the low effects in the menu, and then it makes all the rockets and electro spam, it makes them glow like a big fireball basically, and but it helps me to see the projectiles better. And I got, over the years, I just got used to it, but I would not recommend it. And I also used the scroll mouse wheel to switch weapons, but
oh,
it's
yes.
only because I'm playing like this for almost 10 years.
Oh yes, that's crazy. I do recall you posting a video of you, like your hands, as you were playing, and it's just unfathomable. So I, as a person who has a pretty non-default configuration set up, I get it. I get the feel of just years of momentum that you've built with these settings, and it's really hard to change. So I couldn't change if I wanted to at this point. I'd go back to being a noob, I guess.
I've tried to change up the special weapon order that I have where I scroll through, and it ruined me, so I had to change it back. I cannot use keybinds either. I tried it for some text messages or so. It doesn't work. So for new players, I really recommend you put the weapons on keys around your movement keys. So if you are using WASD, you put them at Q, E, F, or 1 and 2, etc. So you have a close way to move the finger to switch your weapons fast enough in the comboing.
Yeah, that's a very good tip. So we've reached the end of all of my questions. Is there anything that you'd like to say for the listeners out there, anybody in the community?
Everyone who hasn't signed up yet for the tournament should just do it if he wants to, or spectate it, or even donate some money. I don't really like to ask for money, but we are open for donations. And yesterday, some old Nexus player donated 100 euro. So now we are at 620 euro price pool.
Yeah, that's
incredible.
That's
quite huge.
Yeah, that's big time. We're getting big time.
And we are already at 35 players playing. So that's incredible too. And many old guys are showing up, and it will be a great tournament. I'm pretty sure about it.
I really look forward to seeing and hopefully commentating a lot of the games. So that concludes our interview, Mirio. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. All right, have a good one, and as I always say, happy fragging.
See you.